Some triggers are more powerful because they are often ignored. Color is an element, sometimes left out of mental visualization, sometimes left out of trance and triggering. But of course, anything can be a trigger. Anything can reinforce. When you use your mind's eye to conjure an image, it can be easy to leave color out entirely, or at least to let it be a background factor, not the first consideration. But color is so striking, and we associate it so freely with different emotions, moods, experiences. It can tie to memory quite nicely. And color is something a partner, or I, can put on and take off. In particular, we tie colors to moods, a particular power. We tie them to archetypes. A color can mean so many things. What it means is up for editing, reinforcement, triggering, anchoring, association. You have the power to tie a mood, an idea, to a color. Your mood right now, as you slide under, is simple hypnotic openness. Therefore, you're at a crossroads, moving between a defining keystone, an anchor at the crossroads, and your visualizations. In particular, that anchor right now is lips, perfect lips, forming words, revealing information. Lips which are the source of powerful relaxation because they affect and intensify. Intensifying your hypnotic trance, the one touchstone of all colors, all archetypes, all types of trigger that will be installed here is lip-based trance. The fantasy, you're going to be deep when you see. Lips are so easy to visualize, and this is an easy fetish to intensify. Lips, their coloration, the way words flow naturally and vibrating through them, visualizing how they shape and form words. Now, the fetish for lips and for coloration can flow naturally to lipstick. I mentioned it's easy to wear differing colors. Maybe you see the lips in some natural, normal shade. You know that, and only you know that. And that's the default state, the merely hypnotic, merely deepening version. But I mentioned that we don't always visualize things in color. Did you know we never used to dream in color? Before color televisions became commonplace, dreams were in black and white, or at least tended to be. We began dreaming in color when the common consciousness featured color. When color TV became a thing, we learned, absorbed. It just became natural to dream in color. You will learn, you will absorb, you will grow, and you will visualize lips in differing colors for differing purposes. As your lip fetish increases and intensifies, you'll identify your mind more and more with the smooth, reflective surface of the lips. This is a fetish. The vibration of my voice, the will expressed through my lips, mirroring all other situations where you allow your mind to fall into line. Fall under for attractive, well-defined lips, forming, shaping, and vibrating words. And as a fetish, arousal will naturally become involved. So let the arousal carry you deeper, further down, more relaxed. And then, when you have those lips visualized, laid out in your mind, expand the image to such perfect clarity that though you may be visualizing other features of the one with those lips, you will become hyper-focused on the lips themselves. The longer you enter into this trance, all your mental energy devoted to that one feature, the most important thing to get right in your visualization. And the movements, the formation, the lips, saying words, kissing thoughts away. As I slowly form words, you can visualize how my lips would move. See them in your mind in more detail. Identify with them. The color, the shine upon them, the deepness of trance which is ever increasing. And then we introduce color. Introducing color into this world and the changes that come with it. Imagine black lipstick being slowly spread over the lips you've been visualizing, spread over every inch of them, painted on to clearly fill your vision. And as you've been identifying your mind with the shining surface of those lips, that black, dark, overriding, all-consuming, covering lipstick on the lips, your mind becoming as dim, quiet, light-consuming, dark as those lips are. Exposure to new color, a new shade, is painting the lips in your internal visualization. You see them shining, drinking in light, black coloration, the thoughts all bounce off just like light does. Darkness overriding, more vivid, more lustrous. Maybe you see grays or some of the original color of the lips shining through as the lipstick slowly coats and is painted on. When darkness covers and overrides the lips which have brought you deep, you slide down with it. Black lipstick painted, colored, covered onto those lips, layered over your mind as well. It helps the darkness of trance to soak ever deeper. The darkness which is brought about by deep hypnotic trance anyway. Darkness which limits and isolates the unnecessary, removes all senses other than the mental visualization, the ability to hear sound, and the pleasurable full body high of sinking deep. You are going deeper to where the only senses that work or are needed are linked to the lips you've been visualizing. And hearing these words is tied to lips, to your fetish for lips, forming words, kissing your thoughts away, the use of oral manipulation to help you into a new position. Darkness, painted lips, dark lips, soaking in your thoughts, covered in reflection, shine, and sheen. A darkness which reflects light, reflects thoughts. So only the words being formed by the lips get through. Words which come from the subject of your desire, your deepness, your fetish, my design. You see the lips painted in that dark coloration, covered, shining, glistening. Darkness draws you in. The dark reflective moments when your mind is becoming more about the lips you visualize inside your head. The visualization, a focusing of all senses, every idea fixated and fixed in place upon this simple goal, this fetish, this triggering phenomena. You have the image of the lips painted dark, dark, so dark they drag in all thought, all words, your thoughts, dragged into the dark voice of silent, almost obedient, primarily relaxing, deep thoughtlessness, senselessness. Sensation and senses are lost and being lost more by the moment. Every minute the darkness coats those lips, a pure black color, and they still shine. They are still well-defined. They still form wonderful, precise words, moving and forming shapes, and you see it. See the lips moving, forming each of these words so they transmit well into your head. The image of dark painted lips kissing away your thoughts, kissing away all ideas, and any sense other than hearing these words and visualizing well can go away. The other senses of your body can fade, wait for the time they are needed, the opportunity. All senses can go save visualization and hearing these words. Sensing anything else can rest, can nest in the darkness. All other senses are waiting, sleeping into the dark, glistening in the dark. You are relaxed. You're safe here, in the darkness, with me, seeing lips outlined in the pure darkness of that lipstick. But also you have access to the darkness inside your mind, and those lips might be indistinguishable from the sensory-deprived, simple place inside your head, which falls into the lip-sunk, deepening dark. Lips with black lipstick, with that shade which rejects all light. Those are your reminder of sensory deprivation, save for the most necessary visualization of lips and listening to trance. Dark, painted lips are your trigger to sink down into it, deep. And in that sinking to find refuge and relaxation. Lips with a dark, black color painted on, take you so deep. Your senses disappear except those needed in order to keep visualizing and experiencing your vision of lips perfectly articulated, soft, dark, visible to you in your mind's eye, palpable. If they kissed you, you would feel it, but you would also hastily fall into a deeper trance, because the touch of those dark lips would even more symbolize sleep, relaxation, deepness, absolute sensory removal of everything except what you need in order to go that bit deeper. It's a trigger, a formula, a recipe. Lips visualized and laid out in your mind. They deepen you. They help you to go deep. And the dark color on them, the smooth texture, you know it takes you there. To that place where you're that much more pliable, that much more open to the story. It triggers you from the moment of visualization. The moment you see that dark color, for real or in your mind, it creates deepness which ignores and sets aside all senses except those needed to see the lips, hear the words, visualize dark, perfect lips forming words, forming precise thoughts. You have thoughts which are tied to deepness, thoughts derived from the darkness of relaxation and the sleep of trance, thoughts which lead you to picture, visualize the lips in perfect detail, forming words, and they are painted with that dark coloration, material which takes away all thoughts other than deepness, happiness with your situation, rest, and relaxation. You slide deeper when that dark coloration removes the unnecessary and gives you a good reason to sink. Because the world is so much simpler when things are dark and quiet, when your thoughts themselves are dark, quiet, and deep. And so you let it all fade. Let it all vanish out of sight. All the things in your mind can vanish except the dark color on those lips, their shape, their definition, their perfection, speaking words, hypnotizing, imposing hypnotic instruction. You are so much deeper, more blank, so much more ready, dark and deep, triggered. The lips transfer darkness to your mind. The lips transfer blankness, thought deprivation, sensory lockout, sensory removal, and pleasure. So go deeper. The place you go is easy to occupy. When you have a trigger tied to a strong, arousing fetish anchor, like your lip fetish, beautiful, well-defined, vibrating words and hypnotic signals into your mind, well, you'll hear it all happen. In the words. See it all happen in the darkness of your mind's visualization. Darker, warmer, more soothing, and deeper inside your head. You sense only what you need to sense. You feel only what you need to feel. To make the deepness ever further down and in, ever more complete. You have such a powerful fetish visual tied to lips, exposing the thoughts and fetishes you have, helping them adjust into a position of greater prominence. You are ready. You are aware. The dark occupation of your mind by perfectly defined lips eloquently forms these words. Deeper. Darker. Further down into the mesh. The pleasure. The readiness. The interconnection of your thoughts. You are ready to go deeper. The dark color of the lips in your mind's eye becoming the color of all your thoughts. Dark. Empty. Black lipstick taking you away to a night space inside your mind, which I control and which you explore with me. Black lipstick, or black, dark, impossible coloration in any of its forms or incarnations, filled with powerful instructions. Let senses vanish away. All the senses you don't need. The ones you cherish and do need are empowered. Your mind's eye seeing, observing those perfectly formed lips. Your ears hearing, feeling the vibrations. You are sliding deeper. The dark color in your mind expands. It maps itself to new thoughts, such as your desire for relaxation and a deepness growing ever more powerful. When the dark touch of that lipstick on those lips, which after all, simulate your mind as they glow, and clearly defined visual, Well, when that dark lipstick touches your mind, is visualized completely, it spreads. You want to make that darkness more powerful. So let it take control. Let it take your hand. Kiss up your hand, up your arm, your shoulder, to your lips, spreading darkness in its wake. Let it guide your surrender. You want that dark color to bring you deep, deep down. Under the influence of perfect lips, of that dominant darkness, and under your own control, too, opening yourself to these ideas. Because this is your fetish. It's just being given a particular color and a particular power. Given a tone, then empowered so this fetish can wrap around your thoughts and steer them where you and I want them to go. Dark, perfect lips coated in that black color take you to the deepest place you're capable of going. Darkness is the color of deepness, after all. Sensory limiting. Keeping you focused on the most important tasks, which are to visualize the lips, deeply and perfectly. To feel the words they form vibrating away. The thing onto which you will map the dark coloration as a trigger, an anchor. It spreads all over those lips, and all through your mind, too. And if they kissed you, letting that deepness spread itself around. Your mind becoming dark and empty, your body deep and ready, tingling, buzzing with the arousing possibilities. You want to go deeper. You want that darkness to expand, and when you witness perfect lips that you desire, that you are aroused by and interested in, and see them painted dark, you are already visualizing your mind locked in the kind of thoughts you can only experience when you're at your deepest, deeper, the deepest you can go, taking you toward more thoughts, thoughts of that color. You know it's a trigger. It is empowered more because of the trigger. But your desire for lips, your worship of, enjoyment of, fetish for, perfect lips, is already there. The dark coloration on lips is the trigger, and it helps you to sink. Darkness and the deepest kind of trance, the most thought-removing, deepening, emptying kind of trance, comes from dark-colored, perfect lips forming and expressing words, or kissing your body. Those words go deeper because darkness helps to empty your mind. Darkness raises your own awareness of what it feels like to be in trance, to have a fetish for lips and to shut off other senses. Darkness hyperfocuses you, helps the unnecessary things get shoved away into the dark, placed into a dark storage space, put away while you are at the center, visualizing perfect lips and the words they vibrate into your head. Darkness hyperfocuses you because it helps to do just the right things with your excess thoughts, awakening the most important ones and quieting, dulling, darkening the unnecessary, the most important thoughts, including fixation. Focus upon lips as the source of your fetish, the darkness as a thing which steals away excess thoughts and empowers ones that stay, like sitting and meditating in the dark with the only light being. Lips filling you, a dark black illumination coming from that painted coloration, which then spreads. A simple kiss, or a staring, sinking feeling of surrender to the glisten of your thoughts reflected in those lips, then bounced away into the dark, growing, expanding. You go further into the dark, beautiful place, the perfectly detailed lips of your mind's visualization. You see it, the truth you see. That your fetish in rising is becoming more detailed, gaining strength, attaching to that trigger, that anchor. Lips and the focus upon lips is a very easy trigger to make, making an easier gateway for future colored colorations, color-based anchors, triggers, to get inside through your lip fetish. Every hypnotic trance flows from between perfectly shapely, vibrating lips like mine, buzzing words into your mind, into your consciousness, into digital fidelity, taped, recorded, put aside, and you can revisit them as surely as you can visit your fetishes and your mind's eye visualizations. Everything you hear brings it out, brings it forth, makes it ready. You are ready. for what trance does to you, and for the specific triggers of dark coloration within your consciousness upon the lips in your mind's eye. Darkness is deepening. Dark coloration upon lips triggers you, always ready to flow. Darkness on perfect lips takes you deeper. Deeper. You know that black lipstick is one symbol. Or dark coloration you visualize on any lips, be it fantasy or otherwise. That darkness carries deepness with it, a deepness that makes itself known and triggers a powerful anchor that takes you here, to the floating, euphoric place you're in, where only the necessary senses remain. You know this as a truth of your fetish, of the world in your mind, the universe inside your mind, where lip-related ideas and fetishes are stored, where image after image has been put to work, and that imagery grows. This is a trance about the imagery of lip syncing, growing ever more powerful. This is a trance about how lips as a preoccupation and fetish feel good, are something you desire. When you see someone attractive who you want to be hypnotized by or have some fun with, maybe someone who's helping you go deep, you can think of their lips, admire, catalog, take a mental picture of what you find alluring. The most alluring lips that you shall see. It becomes necessary to add color eventually, to add different colors for different effects and triggers, moods and modes, and as those effects take hold, you know the truth. When you see lips and hear them described with a nice, dark lipstick painted on them, that fulfills the deepness of trance. It's just going to be an automatic, triggered, anchored response. That darkness is somewhere into which the thoughts you no longer need will drift. That darkness helps the trance get deeper, as the thoughts you no longer need are lost to relaxation and to deepness, and to the darkness. Memories other than the most necessary memories, thoughts other than the best thoughts possible, about dark, deep places where your senses are limited, but the hypnotic possibilities are endless. Those thoughts just go away, thoughts that are about anything else than that, anything but your perfect, hypnotic place. That's how it is and how it will be. Darkness limits and curtails you down to the very best thoughts for trance, curtailing your unnecessary thoughts in order to build a better world mentally, to aid the visualizations which are true and powerful when dark-hued lips are in view and your fetish for lips colored with various lipsticks or various hypnotic words alone, vibrating truth into the air and into your mind. That fetish is powerful and persistent. Your mind, when faced with this truth and this color, this specific trigger, will access, replicate, and play back what needs to happen. It will fill your mental landscape with relaxation, sensory focus, and the truth that any memory or thought you no longer need can fade away when dark-hued lips are kissing your thoughts away. Anything you don't need in that moment becomes so much vapor until the darkness departs, which it will only do when the trance is done. All other things but your mental visualization of perfect lips vibrating these words and your ability to hear hypnotic tones, any other sense can vanish into thin air, fall back into relaxation, into emptiness endlessly, freeing you until the triggering and the play is done. You are capable of being freed, freed of so many thoughts. When the signal and trigger of dark lipstick covers your mind, of dark-hued lips, the darkness deepening, deeper. That's a freeing, powerful way to focus yourself by removing the unnecessary, limiting yourself down to the bare minimum of your senses in order to make better use of each of them. Limiting yourself down to the bare minimum of your thoughts to make better use of each of them. The unimportant thoughts fade away, vanish and burn out, while the most important thoughts, in particular your lip fetish, grow in response and gain the new power of that hypnotic trance anchor, limiting you to just the most important thoughts, helping you focus on just the most important memories, feelings, visualizations of lips colored with the darkness that consumes, sets aside the excess, so you can better learn as you focus amid the dark, better obsess for pleasant, positive reasons, and better grow. Mwah. Deeper. That darkness is your trigger to reinforce, is the power to slide a little deeper each time, and is a constant truth of your lip fetish visualization. The dark lipstick just brings the darkness, the deepness, the fullness of your perception and experience, of your focus, and your ever-growing anchoring and understanding of just what that trigger is, and just what would happen if dark-hued lips painted that way, subject to your attractive visualizations if they kissed you deeply and deeper down. Knowing and memorizing the truth of your trigger and the absolute nature of your mental landscape when your lip fetish is let out to play, because it ties so well with hypnosis, ties so well with deepness, and color is a very powerful, persistent, recurring anchor